Hey, what's going on? This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. Today I have some fun stuff I want to share with you. If you're into real estate wholesaling, real estate investing, real estate professional of any type, you definitely want to pay attention to the next few minutes that I'm going to spend with you. Basically, we're on the third of the series, Smart Wholesaling versus Old School. This is something we are going for about 17 different parts. Okay, so today is basically very simple. While the gurus, smart wholesalers, and business owners leverage social media, personal branding, and content marketing, the old school model involves knocking on doors and driving for dollars. Okay, and that's basically what I want to talk a little bit more about today. But before I dive or digress into this too much, I want you to know that I do have a free book for you. If you're brand new here, first of all, my name is Ola. Welcome. Click on subscribe. Make sure you click the bell right next to it, and that way you get notified every time I upload a new video or I go live. Basically, I try to go live virtually on a daily basis here. Basically, also, I said basically a few times here, but I have about over 400, closing on 500 videos on real estate wholesaling and marketing here. So definitely this is the kind of channel you want to stay logged in on. And the one of the most important things about what I do here is I try to put an edge, a digital edge to what we do here. Let me just make sure the mic is working right. I try to put a digital edge to what I do here. So make sure you grab the free book at myempirepro.com. Absolutely, today's lesson is gonna be fantastic. But there's a comment that came in yesterday that I thought it was fantastic. Let me share that with you here. The person says, "I really like your content. You're one of the people, the only people online that focuses on how the world has changed and to focus on the business and the digital and other ways. Thank you." And that's by Keisha B, who said that. So basically, I'm going to do a shout out here and there every now and then as well. If you leave a comment for me and you say something, just say something. It doesn't have to be you praising me, by the way. It could be you have a little question, something is a little different from what you're hearing in other places. Just leave a comment. That way you can note that I'm actually listening and I do pay attention. So make sure you leave a comment, your contribution, your thoughts. I want to share everything with me. All right. So with that being said, let's dive on to the content that I wanted to share with you here today, which is again, while the gurus, okay, the gurus mean people that teach real estate wholesaling, people that teach real estate investing, the people that do hotel meetings, hotel seminars around the country every day. They're pumping new and newbies into the game every day, okay? Them, why the gurus and smart wholesalers, which is basically something that we'll pump out of here, okay? We're helping people becoming smart wholesalers. When you use the word smart, basically we're talking about the SMART, which is specific, measurable, attainable, okay? I forgot the R and the T. Time, okay? Timely, okay? In other words, you have to kind of like operate your business like in the year that you live in, okay? So you live in 2018 and beyond, but you're marketing like you're in 2005. Obviously, it's not going to work out well for you because people change, people evolve, right? Let me make sure I get what that R is, okay? I want to make sure I get what that R is, okay? And I'm actually going to do it in front of you because, to see how real this is, okay? So SMART is something that's applicable to basically any business, and it's a time management thing. It's a project management theme that you need to apply to your business. And if you're not applying it to your business, chances are you're gonna fail, okay? And it comes, should come right up here somewhere. Measurable, achievable. Let's see here. I always forget the R. I don't know why. Well, but let's see here. Let me SMART. There you go. Let's make it like that. I was hoping I could see just right there in Google, but I guess I have to click inside. So it's called the SMART goals. Okay, the SMART goals. Basically, most everybody else set result focused and time bound. Okay, so basically, most people they set goals. Like they live in a, like they live in an analog age. Okay. That's what most people do. But if you're a smart business owner, if you're a smart wholesaler, you're not just going to jump into the game and just be scrambling like egg on a Sunday morning, trying to figure out what you're trying to do. Basically, you ask questions, and your questions is basically surrounding this SMART, which is specific, measurable, achievable, or some people call it attainable, results-based. Okay, when I say result-based, you basically want to reverse engineer the kind of result you're trying to get back to where you are right now. Okay, so where you are right now, you have some kind of resources. It could be money, it could be time, some kind of resources that you can bring to the table. Okay. A lot of time people ask for mentorship, but they can't really think of what they can bring to the table in terms of value, right? So you have some kind of value to bring to the table, okay? And if you don't think you have resources, it's just a sign that you're not being resourceful, okay? There's a difference between having resources and not being resourceful. Most people are not being resourceful. Okay, most if you can if you wake up if you woke up this morning and you're breathing, you have resources, but you may feel like you don't have resources because you're not being resourceful. Does that make sense? So again, smart wholesaler is basically a wholesaler who has smart goals. Okay, that's specific, measurable. Okay, attainable or achievable, okay? Meaning you're reaching for things you can do, okay? A lot of people will say $20,000 deals. They want to make the $20,000 deals, $82,000 deals, and that's achievable, but in most cases, it's not, okay? Most wholesalers will never see $5,000. 99% of wholesalers that the gurus are pumping out into this marketplace will never close one deal. Okay, some of them will close one deal and never close another one after that. Okay, you know why? Because they think they act like this is a hobby, right? They treat it like this is a hobby, right? The truth of the matter is that this is a real business like any other kind of business. And if you're starting as a one-man business, your primary responsibility is marketing. Your primary responsibility is attracting people. Okay, attracting people. All right, so that's so basically, before I digress too much, smart wholesalers means you have a smart goal, specific, measurable, attainable, achievable, result based. That means you understand what kind of result am I trying to get, and you have a very nice and clean definition of what the result you're looking to achieve. The kind of results you should be looking to achieve needs to be attainable, like we just said, right? But my highest deal I've ever closed is $82,000. For most of you, your brain may be playing tricks on you and think that's not possible. It is possible. What I want you to understand is that that $82,000 kind of showed up in the midst of other little deals, 20, 30, 5, right? So there were some things that I was doing that just kind of positioned me in a place where it seemed like $82,000 fell on my lap. No. The thing is that if you do some things right in this business, some achievable, result-based, attainable, like realistic. Some people use that R as realistic, right? If you have some of those things and you're doing it in a consistent manner in your business, you get luckier, okay? Basically, you want to position yourself for consistency. Okay, there are some simple activities you have the resources to execute on them, and you can do it every day, even with your 9 to 5. You can do it every day, and you know that by doing so, you basically position yourself. You make it more possible that you will hit an $82,000 day. You put yourself in a position where you create a massive exposure for yourself that when $82,000 deals are looking for a person to come to, they basically come to you because you've made yourself luckier. Okay. So there are some activities that when you do in business, you just get luckier than other people. Does that make sense? All right. So business owners, of course, smart business owners, they leverage. When I say leverage, the keyword leverage here is very, very important. Okay. Leverage simply means getting more with less. Okay. Doing more with less, producing more with less. Okay. So the keyword leverage must be in the equation. Most people think hard work. See, most people I know are hardworking. Okay, most people in my family and your family are hardworking people, but then most of them are broke as well. They're living paycheck to paycheck, and many of them are old. That means they've been doing it for a lifetime and it hasn't really worked out well for them. So if you're one of those people that you're following the hard work equation formula, right, it's probably not going to work out well for you. You know why? Because you're focusing on something that you kind of have already anyway. It's a given. Most people are hardworking. Even highway robbers have to, they have to work very hard at covering their tracks. Okay. So hardworking, it's good, but it's not what you need to be focusing on. It's something that's already there. You already have it. Okay. Most people you know already have hardworking. What most people don't have is how to work smart. Okay. How to work like you work in the digital age. Okay. I mean, think about it. Do you think Mark Zuckerberg worked harder than the people that created Bear Stearns? Right. A lot of those people were on 9-to-5 that extended to 12-hour days. And yet their company collapsed on their head. Lehman Brothers, all the companies that you know that have ever collapsed before. Walmart, the owners of Walmart. Do you think they work harder than Mark Zuckerberg? Yes, they do. The fact of the matter is that the digital age, the technology that we have coming out on every day, right, obviously defiles the rules of working hard. You don't have to work hard like people used to work hard in 2000 and 1960. You don't have to work hard like that any longer. It's obvious. It's right in front of you. You can see the technology. You don't have to go to your TV to watch me right now. You're probably on your phone watching me right now. Okay? So for someone to sit down there and say hard work, hard work, hard work, and continue to stress that to you, you should start questioning like, wait, why you keep yelling hard work at me? I already know how to hard work. That's not what I need right now. I need to get to results. Okay. I need to create results as fast as possible with less resources as less as possible. That's where the word leverage comes in. You have to think leverage. The name of the game, of business game in the digital age is leverage. That's why knocking on doors and driving for dollars is not going to work for 99% of the people. There's all kind of forces working against that. First of all, people don't like you coming to their door without calling first, even if you're a family member. Okay. Second of all, driving for dollars is like, wait, everyone else is doing that. Okay. So you got to think a little bit beyond what you know. What you know, most people are probably thinking about. You got to start thinking beyond that. Okay. Do you think an average person will say, yeah, I could do that. Let me go drive for dollars. Yes, an average person who's hungry enough will do that. You know what an average person is not going to do? They're not going to figure out personal branding. They're not going to figure out content marketing. They're not going to want to figure out social media. They're going to think it's only for the gurus. Okay. And the previous video that I did, I talked about doing what the guru says and versus doing what the guru does. The gurus are the one getting most of the results out here, obviously. Why don't you start paying attention to what they do as opposed to what they tell you to do? Okay. Obviously, they're telling you to do it somehow, some way, usually through a YouTube video or through some kind of seminars at an hotel. But maybe you don't have the resources to do hotel seminars, but you have the resources to put a camera in front of your face and shoot a video and upload it to YouTube. And you have the resources to sit down behind a computer and learn a new skill for the next 20 to 30 minutes on how to optimize videos on YouTube, right? So why don't you figure that out? You know why? Because an average person is not going to figure it out. Well, here's high time that you started to do things that average people don't do. Because if you want average, non-average results, you have to do non-average things. So I'm going to tell you right now, if you're running a business in the digital age, I don't care if it's a small scale, mid scale, medium scale, large scale business, you will never, ever for the rest of your life in this lifetime be able to avoid social media, personal branding, and content marketing again, unless you want to fail flat out on your face, like 99% of the people out here that are trying to do wholesaling. Okay. Exposure is everything. And if you go knock on doors, there's only so many doors you can knock in a day. And by the way, you're defiling the law of leverage when you start knocking on doors, because basically time is working against you. Okay. But here's the thing that people don't understand when I talk about digital marketing. You create content, the content continues to work for you for life. Okay. Beyond the moment you create it. It's called residual, passive results. Okay. You create results passively long after you've done the work. Okay. And you got to start thinking that way. That's how you think in terms of leverage. Does that make sense? When you knock on doors, whatever you produce, if you're 1%, if you're that 1% guy on that testimonial, right, who knocked on door and closed his first deal, right? If you're that 1%, still, you cannot recreate that unless you invest additional time and money again. That's called a dead money. Any money you make from work you do that you have to do over and over again is called dead money. It's still money, but you have to pretty much invest again to make that kind of money again. But in the digital age, you gotta think a little faster than that. You gotta think in terms of leaving money, okay? And leaving money is only created by creating living connection. In other words, you create a connection with people, but you don't have to invest time or money or additional resources to continue to have connection with those people. Okay, what I just said affects your bottom line when it comes to the cost of marketing. The cost of marketing is everything in this game, okay? And it's basically the survival of the fittest. And who do you think is going to last longer in the game? The one that spends a lot more of their resources on marketing that continues perpetually without them having to invest additional money or time, or the people that have to invest additional money or time every time they have to create a new connection. Who do you think is going to last longer? Obviously, the people who understand the game of leverage, the people who understand how to create living connection, the people who understand how to make living money. In other words, money that continues to come in long after you stop working for it. Okay? And unfortunately, most wholesalers, 99% of them fall in the category where they've been sold on the $20,000 dream day. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'm telling you, you're going to get luckier, okay, when you understand how to create more living connection, when you understand the game of passive income, when you understand multiple streams of income. That's when you're going to get luckier, when you understand how to create massive exposure for you, even while you're sleeping at night. So, yes, you could be watching this video as I'm sleeping. So, bingo, right there. You could be watching this video literally as I'm sleeping right now. Okay. So, you need to start thinking that way with your real estate wholesaling business. If you're not thinking that way, you are basically having the odds against you. You're building a wall against yourself. You're swimming against the trend. Okay. And let me tell you something. Once the gurus figure this out, they're going to start selling this, okay, for $50,000. Okay. You know how they do. Okay. They're going to start selling you social media secret for real estate wholesalers. They're going to start selling it to you for $25,000, $30,000. They will sell you 3-day boot camps for $25,000. Mark my words. So this is a time. And by the time they start selling it for $25,000, $30,000, then you will have 10 other people in your local market doing it as well too. In other words, it's not going to be as effective as it used to be when nobody else was doing it. So you really, really, really got to pay attention now. You're on the forefront for at least for the market of wholesaling. You're on the forefront of creating something massive, because if you start creating right now, you're going to be light years ahead of most people. Okay. And then by the time they're chasing after you, it's basically too late, because you have too many forces that continue to build on top of each other for you. You will have agents all over the place in the form of videos, content, basically bringing money into your pocket, and they basically have to catch up. And that's literally impossible usually. Okay. And what I'm talking about here right now is personal branding. You have to lead with value. Okay. You have to lead with value. When you lead with value, by default, as a byproduct, you create personal brand. So I'm not saying go around call yourself an expert like a clown. I'm just saying, by leading with value in this marketplace, either you're talking to a seller, or you're talking to a buyer, or you're talking to a fellow wholesalers, okay, which again, most of them are basically your customer starting from today if you go download the book. Okay. Or you're talking to a fellow real estate investor. Either you're talking to any of these people, you got to lead with value. You have to lead with value. If you don't lead with value, you will fail. You'll become one of those people in this game that continue to say there's no deals. There's no deals because you don't know how to create deals. Okay. You got to look at the market square in the face and know and figure out what the market wants. Right now, what the market wants is more buyers. Buyers, yeah, buyers, not sellers. There's more than enough sellers in the game. The game of real estate wholesaling needs more buyers. So you need to be, number one, become buyer, or you create buyers, or you create people that create buyers. That's the way you're going to make money in this game henceforth. Everything else is not going to work out very well for you. The odds are against you. Again, you're swimming against the trend. It's basically a wholesaling fest where wholesalers are talking to wholesalers with no real resources to actually purchase anything. And money only comes from one place. Money comes from people, specifically buyers. Does that make sense? So that's what I wanted to share with you today. So don't forget, you got to think leverage. You got to start thinking leverage. That's really the lesson here today. And if you want more information about that and you're brand new here, you haven't done so, make sure you go to myempirepro.com or click the link in the description box below to download the book. It's absolutely free. And then also, I'm going to give you 7 courses, video courses. It's called a Smart Business Empire in addition to that. And then you can take advantage of that. So make sure you share this video with people that you know they're trying to do wholesaling, but they're failing. They've been beating their head against the wall, right? You need to share this video with them, okay? And if you can't think of anyone, just click share anyway. You know, I really appreciate that. And if I said anything that makes sense to you throughout this video, please give me a thumbs up. Thank you so much. If you have any questions, any contributions, and in addition, your thoughts, please share it in the comment box below. Hopefully, you've been enlightened and educated, and I'll see you on the next one. And peace.